Hello, and welcome to the Fall 2021 Curriculum Podcast. It is a new semester. It is new intro music, as you might be hearing behind my voice right now. But we got some familiar faces behind the mic. This is Landon, and I'm here with my friend Rachel. How's it going, Rachel?
Hey, guys, we're back.
How was your summer?
So good. So relaxing. How about you?
Good. But you know what I really miss doing?
Podcasting.
Recording podcasts. Just to even like paint the scene a little bit, you know, our podcast room has kind of been like the storage hall for K-Week. It's been where we've been, you know, tucking away all those fun decorations and tablecloths and whatnot for the week. And, you know, it's looking much better in here than I thought it was going to look when we got to this point.
We are still surrounded by cookies, chips, and mayonnaise, but... You know, we're here and it's great.
So this is a classic, classic CSF, you know, things are just kind of getting thrown together. But we are excited to get into what we have for this semester. So Rachel, give us a little, before we get into our opening week, just a little bit of vision for what we're doing this semester and what we're getting into.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. So we are going to focus in on Hebrews 11. And yes, that might sound pretty lame, like we're going to focus on one passage of the Bible. No, we're going to start in this one passage of the Bible and then look at the different Old Testament stories that are brought up in Hebrews 11. So in Hebrews 11, there's this list that's called, that we often call the Hall of Faith. And it's all of these all-stars from the Old Testament who have displayed this amazing faith and are being just like proclaimed for how they followed God despite their circumstances. And so as we go through this semester, we're going to zoom in on some of those stories and see how these people lived. Why are they being said that they have this good reputation before God? And so we're going to start off just studying Hebrews 11, which talks a lot about like, what is faith and gives us a good definition about that. We're going to talk about throughout the whole semester, like what faith looks like for us because of what we see in these stories. We're going to get a little bit more confident in reading the Old Testament, which I love the Old Testament. I always have, but it can be kind of intimidating for a lot of people. And so we really do just want to just gain some skill and reading the Old Testament, because it still is relevant to us today, which we'll talk more about later. And we also want to just identify like how Jesus has been present this whole time. We often disconnect the Old Testament and then Jesus comes and we're like, okay, now it's the New Testament. But Jesus was there all along and so much of the Old Testament points to him coming. And so we're going to talk about that as well.
That's incredible. I love that. Yeah, I think a good reading of the Old Testament in light of the gospel of Jesus is really going to be super fruitful for us this semester. So I'm excited to dig into it. I think even as we were thinking about what we want to do for curriculum, like just talking about the entire Old Testament feels so overwhelming. And so I think Hebrews 11 offers us a really helpful framework for even how to approach, you know, the Old Testament. I think obviously we're just going to be hitting the highlights. And so if, you know, you hit a point this semester where you're like, hey, I want more of this. Like I really am, am curious about the Old Testament. I mean, feel free to dig deeper.
Yeah, so for sure. Just a little plug. This whole thing, it was Landon's idea. We were meeting and he was just like, you know what? What if we did the Hall of Faith? And so I just wanted to give him a little shout out. But also, I also want to give some like practical, like what this will look like. So you guys are going to be given journals from CSF that you can take notes in this semester. These podcasts are going to serve as kind of some context for you because it is kind of hard to just go into an Old Testament passage and just read it and know what's going on. And so we're going to hope to give you some context of like, what's happening, what happened before this, why, like what maybe some different words mean that would be confusing to us, so that this podcast will kind of help you understand the passage as you're going into reading it. So maybe reading the passage and then listening to this podcast and then reading it again and taking some notes in that journal that we're giving you. And then alongside that, we also will have this little card that you'll be able to look at that has seven different arrows and with questions alongside them. And it's just different questions that you can think about as you read scripture in general, Old Testament or New. Don't feel like you have to answer all the questions. Just like read the passage and answer some of these questions that you think are standing out to you. Write them in your journal and that'll be your prep for the week before you go to group and discuss it with your group.
Love it. Yeah, a little bit different this semester, but I think hopefully more fruitful for your personal time in the Word before you get mm-hmm. into groups. And hopefully this podcast can serve even as something that you're able to like consume on the go. I think if you're able to sit down and listen to this and give 100% of your attention to it, I think that's incredible. But if you need to listen to it, you know, while you're doing some studying or while you're walking to class or, God forbid, while you're driving to group, don't be afraid to do that. Because I think the more that we can dig in and do some of that work ahead of time, it's going to lead to even better discussion with your fellow group members.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Well, cool. So before we hop into the Old Testament, we kind of have to talk about our framework, right? We have to kind of talk a little bit more about Hebrews mm-hmm. 11 and what we're getting into there. So tell me a little bit about the book of Hebrews and just why Hebrews 11 is so special.
Yeah. So Hebrews is kind of a mystery. We don't really know who wrote it. We don't even know like what literary style it is. Like, is it a letter? Is it a sermon? We don't really know. We just have this beautiful document that reveals so much about like just like making sense of a lot of what we find in the Old Testament. And so that's why we believe that Hebrews was written to Jewish Christians. And before I'm going to say Jewish Christians over and over again, but I'm just going to explain what I mean by that. So Jewish individuals are people who descended from Judah. So the people of Israel, some of them were in Judah, and there's ones that descended from Judah. They are Jews. And so some of these people from Judah heard the gospel of Christ and believed. They proclaimed their faith in Jesus. And so now they are Jewish Christians during this time. And so these are the people that we believe that Hebrews was written to, because Hebrews just like talks a lot about like persecution and imprisonment. And so we believe these people were being just like persecuted by the government, because post Jesus resurrecting, Christianity wasn't an affirmed religion by the government, but Judaism was. And so if you were a Jew, you were good to go. You were fine. You were not persecuted. But if you proclaimed faith in Jesus, you were. So these Jewish Christians were kind of in this bind, because if they remained with the faith of, well, technically the faith of their ancestors continues into Jesus, but if they remained faithful to the law and like in legalism, then they'd be fine. They would not be persecuted by this world, but they believe Jesus is the Christ and the Son of the living God. And so they were in this bind of like, do I proclaim that I am a Jew in like in public and like practice Jewish law, and then in private, like proclaim my faith in Jesus alone? Or do I just go back to the law and being confined to it? And so the author of Hebrews is writing to them saying, no, endure past this persecution and remain in faith. And so in Hebrews 11, the author goes through this list of Old Testament characters that we read about one after the other, saying like this person was faithful and this person was faithful because they did this, so that these Jewish individuals who have known all these ancestors, these are their spiritual heroes. They would have looked at that and be like, okay, I can remain faithful because these people did it before me.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. I think even some of those tensions you're talking about of like, how do I define myself? And, you know, what do I cling to when, you know, when I'm going through persecution or I'm going through hard times? I think those are even timely things for us to read now.
Yeah.
I think in some ways we resonate with the audience in Hebrews. So that's incredible. Okay, so let's get into it then. Hebrews 11, give me a quick little summary of what happens in Hebrews 11.
Okay, so we start off in the first few verses. I'll just read them real quick. It says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And so the author starts off just giving us a definition for faith. And this is like a pretty confined definition. Faith comes from the Greek word pistis, which is a pretty rich word. Mm-hmm. There's so much to faith. And we see that in the old, like all throughout the Old Testament, so many aspects of faith. And we'll get to talk about so many of those aspects this semester. We just get this specific definition in this passage because the author is talking to a specific people, like we said, who are being persecuted and imprisoned for their faith in Jesus. And so that's how it starts off. And then we get like 36 verses. That's just by faith, By faith, Noah, by faith, Abraham, like all these people that the
Jewish
Christians...
So what did we decide to call our curriculum again?
We called it by faith.
There we go.
Because it's the most common phrase used.
If you read Hebrews 11 in group this week, you'll realize why we called it that.
For sure. And so we get this like list over and over again of who was faithful and how they were faithful to God. And all like... the Jewish Christians, and maybe even some of you guys who have gone through Sunday school, will just know so many of these stories, but you also might not know all of these, like all that is entailed in some of these stories. It's gets kind of crazy.
And if you do know the story, like I would really encourage you, like leave what you know at the door and kind of come. I mean, when we come to scripture with fresh eyes, I think some really good things can happen.
Absolutely.
I think that I definitely experienced that temptation to just like check out and be like, eh, I've heard this before. And even like when you read Hebrews 11, I think that there's a temptation to do that where you just kind of zone out. And once you've heard by faith for the fifth time, you're like, all right, I get it. But like, I think there's so much richness in each
story. And to really like zone in like what each person is being admired for and why they are being given this good reputation. Like, don't see it as like another one of those lists, like in Numbers where they're just like rattling off like the land divisions and stuff and like skip over everything. Like really read like who these people are. Because their lives are such great representations to us of what true faith can look like. So that's just our encouragement for you, for these 36 verses of by faith. And then the passage ends with 39 and 40, and it says, "These were all committed for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect." And what does he mean by none of them had received what had been promised?
Gee, Rachel, I don't know.
Well, they were promised the coming of a savior, but none of these people in the Old Testament saw that occur. They never saw Jesus come, but yet they were faithful.
Which makes everything that was said up until this point like even more wild.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of forget that, I think.
Yeah.
But they didn't like... they knew Messiah was coming, but they didn't know the person Jesus. They didn't have like the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Like it was a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, the Messiah had not come yet. They were just told that he would. And so they not only were living in faith in their circumstances, like their immediate circumstances, they were living in faith for their future circumstance of a Messiah who would let them, like give them freedom from their sin. And we have received that. And so the author is showing us like all these people lived by faith without receiving the Messiah or like that coming to fruition in their lifetime. And we have, like we have had that witness. And so now, like the faith that we get to live now is just so like, it's just like incomparable, you know? So that's Hebrews 11. And I'm really excited that like, this isn't the end of Hebrews 11. You're going to get to keep reading it all semester and like zooming in on it.
Yeah. I think that's really cool that we get to kind of hang out here for an entire semester and really dig into each of these stories. So obviously as you were prepping for, as you were writing this week, as you were prepping for this podcast, you spent a lot of time with this scripture. Mm-hmm. And so as you were kind of writing, as you were thinking, like, what is kind of the one thing that stood out to you or like what really got you fired up about this passage?
The book of Hebrews is probably one of my favorite books of the Bible. I just love, because like I said earlier, I love the Old Testament. I love how it points to Christ. It shows us the whole story of scripture. Like Hebrews 11 really enlightens that. Like scripture wasn't meant to just be like, oh, Jesus came in now. This is the story. Like there is a whole story that scripture is giving us. Like that's why our Bibles also give us the Old Testament, because it's so important to that whole story. And Hebrews helps us to see that. And I just love how Hebrews 11 like really ties that together. And I love the image of faith that is displayed in Hebrews 11. And like it even just like starts off with the definition. Like it's like, this is what it is. And like, this is what we are being called to. And so I'm really excited for the semester, just like by reading and reading commentaries and listening to podcasts about this, like, it's really exciting. It's going to be a good semester, guys.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So how even would you say, so we're going into kind of like our first week of groups, like what's a good way to even think about faith, maybe not even as it relates to this curriculum, but like going in thinking about, okay, like we're going to be talking about faith. Like how do I evaluate like my own faith or like where I'm at?
Yeah, that is such a good question. I think that's going to be so personal to all of us. Like, we're all I think it's okay to realize, like, we're all going to be at a different place entering into this.
That's good.
And even as you go to your groups, like, recognizing that between one another and not having like this comparison of like, well, they have greater faith than me because they're living this way, or like, I have greater faith than them because I'm living this way.
Yeah.
Let's just like leave that at the door and not let that be a part of group just now. And really just like, let this be a humbling opportunity to see like, okay, like even like an encouraging, like, okay, I'm walking in faith in these areas of my life, but let's also allow the Lord to highlight the areas of our life that it's not being held up, you know, and it's okay. We're not meant to be perfect. And so just like allow the Lord to like spot those parts of your life. Like this is, he's not saying you are the worst. You are not doing this. He's saying like, hey, this is where I would love to grow with you.
Yeah.
Where I would love to like bridge the gap and grow in closer relationship with you. And so just like offer that as like an allowance for this semester.
Yeah. So as you were prepping, I think there was a verse, in James that kind of ties in to Hebrews 11 that we wanted to hit on.
Yeah. So in James 2, this is just like as a little preface. James 2 gives us like wonderful, like additional, definition for faith and how we can think about it this semester. Hebrews 11 kind of focuses on like what, like faith in the unseen. So like unseen future circumstances, or like unknowing, like not being able to know like what your current circumstances are going to lead to. Like that's the kind of faith that Hebrews is talking about.
Sounds like a college type of faith almost.
Oh, for sure. We have so much to relate to here. But James also talks about this type of faith that enables action. So like faith isn't just a belief. And so James 2, 18 through 19 says, "But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder." So James is pointing out, like, even the demons believe God exists.
Yeah.
So just like this, like, mere belief that God exists, Jesus rose from the grave, like, even the demons are there. And so also, like, seeing these people's lives and being encouraged by, like, their action of faith. Like, how did they live out their faith? Faith as a verb, not just a noun or an adjective even. So, like, how are we as a verb living out our faith this semester?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I think that that's even a good lens through which to read Hebrews 11. Like, we see that this isn't just like them and God, right? Like, they are directly moved to action in some way. Sometimes it's like, you know, their faith becomes a weapon to do great things. And then in other ways, like, their faith kind of becomes like a lifeline to like where they need to hold on through some of that persecution that we talked about.
Yeah. And like, and I think we always like hear like, don't let your faith be defined by your works, which is true. But we often go so far as to say, well, my works don't matter.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, Landon, our faith like enacts us into motion. And so our works do matter at some level.
Yeah. And in some way, like having faith in Jesus, like changes everything. It changes the way we live. It changes the way we see the world.
It doesn't just change our reasoning. It changes our whole life.
Yeah. And so speaking of, obviously you can't really talk about faith without Jesus.
Yes.
And we kind of even see Jesus tease at the end of the Hebrews 11 passage. And so one of the big things I think we want to do over the course of the semester and even in these podcasts is just like make sure that we're tying all these Old Testament stories to Jesus. So obviously we're in, you know, the New Testament, we're in Hebrews 11 this week. There's the tease towards Jesus that comes in Hebrews 12. But even just, you know, what would you say for this week? Where do we see Jesus in this week of our curriculum?
Well, he's all over the place, especially if you read the book of Hebrews, like it's all about who Jesus is. Like, the author makes it very clear to the Jewish Christians that Jesus is above all others. He goes through the angels, through Moses, who like Jews regard very highly. Moses, who brought the Israelites out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, into the Promised Land. Jesus is above all of these other entities. And we get to see through like the mentioning of all these Old Testaments, how interconnected it all is. Like, I think we said this before, it's not the Old Testament cut New Testament, and now we focus on the New Testament. It's this long story And both are so important to understanding just like who we are as people, who God is, like the faithfulness that he embodies. And we'll get to see that this semester. And so as we go through each of these stories that we'll talk about, we'll get to see how Jesus was present and how Jesus was pointed to every single time.
Love it. Well, cool. I think you guys are almost ready for group this week.
Yeah.
Rachel, is there anything else that you would say, any kind of maybe practical take homes or even like take ins to group this week?
Ooh, take in. That was really good. So just like as we go about the semester, so two of our goals as the curriculum team for you guys is like we really want as a community to grow in our faith. And we really want as a community to become more confident in not just reading the Bible, but also specifically reading the Old Testament. And so I just want to encourage you guys, like, don't worry about having to focus on both of those. If you want to and you're an overachiever, awesome, go for it. But really hone in on one of those that you feel like the Lord is like calling you to become, like to grow in this semester. If it's really growing in like what different aspects of faith, or like really growing in your Bible, your daily Bible reading, and your confidence in doing that as like a daily thing, quiet time with the Lord. Choose one of those and just like really seek it out this semester as we go through this study. And just like with that, like I just want to make sure that we don't like look at the semester of like reading maybe these like harder passages, quote unquote, and like let that be daunting. Like let this be an exercise of growing.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. Rachel, thank you for coming in. Thank you for your time. Thank you for lending us your voice and your mind and your preparation. And we hope you guys have a great first week of group.
Of course. Thanks, guys.